So it gives me great pleasure to welcome back to the podcast. You're on the podcast about 4 years ago during COVID.
I recall.
Yeah, that is Elias from Nonpoint. Welcome, sir.
Thanks for having me again.
Absolutely my pleasure. I mean, I'm a fan of the band first and foremost. Like I said, we had you on the show back in the lockdown period when we were celebrating the 20th anniversary of Statement, which is still one of my favorite albums from that era.
Thank you.
And since then, you guys, once we kind of got out and about and we were allowed out again, you guys have been pretty much touring relentlessly across the States, and finally coming to the UK, which is very exciting. We'll talk about that in a bit. But yeah, how have you been? How have things been? And yeah, how are you doing?
Everything's good. We're currently writing new music, getting geared up for the spring run and all the festivals and the festival season here in the States. Welcome to Rockville, Sonic Temple, Sick New World. You know, lots and lots and lots of tours and festivals going out in the States here during spring. So we're gearing up to drop music on the heels of that. Then doing some stuff in June and July, just before we head over to Europe and the UK.
Nice, nice. I mean, that Welcome to Rockville show, that looks insane. I was looking at that lineup. Yeah. And
a lot of crazy lineups across all the festivals this year. I'm blown away by the lineups this year. They're really going for it this year. You can tell.
They definitely are, and there's what I wonderfully was hoping for is a resurgence of the new metal era. Me and the new metal army here in the UK are very psyched for that, because there's a lot of bands that are celebrating, like you were, with Statement, anniversaries of albums. And those albums are coming back around again, and people are discovering them again. I think we just had Korn's first album just hit 30, which is... It just produced more gray hairs in this.
Yeah, it's mind blowing. That was the band that got me started. So I was watching them when I was coming up.
Oh, it's a good time to be a music fan, especially like when those teenage years, like mine, my early sort of like 20s, were forged around that kind of new metal scene. You guys, Taproot, Limp Bizkit, Soil, all the bands.
Yeah, it was a really fun time, man. It was, people were It seemed like the whole rock and roll life came back into the rock and roll lifestyle. It was revered, and it was also similarly hated. that we were having so much fun, but that's what happens when you have too much fun.
Yeah, no, it's true. And I was part of that era here in the UK. So I was in a band. We just celebrated our 20th anniversary last year of our first album and stuff like that. So it's like, it's just coming around and new people have discovered us. It's just been fantastic. Just sort of unexpectedly, just people just finding us, and we're not, you know, not out there. We're not playing gigs or anything, but it's been great. And with those like festivals in the States, I'm insanely jealous. But then suddenly there was a lineup announced here a couple of weeks ago. It's Soil, Head PE, you guys, Nonpoint, and the Union Underground have decided to come to Europe and come to the UK and give us a show. Those sort of lineups, when I used to live in the States, I was commonly seeing like these bands that I loved from back then were touring, you guys, and I think you're going out with Floor again, and I think you're going out with Head P, aren't you, in your Million Watts tour. And
yeah, we grabbed Head PE again for it, but we're bringing out Dropout Things. This time around, added them to the bill,
and that looks like a fantastic run as well. Like,
yeah, it's gonna be fun. The everybody puts on a great show. I'm excited about people seeing the value behind the ticket.
Yes, no, that's the thing. I mean, the four bands that you've got over here, and that's a ticket that I've missed. Like here, I mean, we tend to get one or two of the bands come over, you know, and they'll add a UK support, or they'll add, you know, someone will be on that tour, but they never had that strong four bands that potentially could headline that show, in my opinion, because you've all had a success at some point with your music. Obviously, Soil they're doing the Scars set, so that was the album that kind of ignited them. Union Underground, I mean, they had tracks with I Would Turn Me On, Mr. Dead Man, and various. I think when they associate with WWE as well, I think they had a few
I think
tracks.
so, yeah, in the beginning. Yeah, that's right. That's right. You're right. Man, you bring
See,
back memories.
I'm trying. I'm trying. And like Head PE, obviously, Head PE, or Jared and that lot. I mean, I played shows with them in the UK many times. Say many twice. but still, and they're a fantastic band, fantastic albums. You guys have produced quality albums. You've had a couple of EPs out in the last few years as well. Ruthless back in 21, and Heartless was the most recent one, wasn't it? And
Yeah. The two EPs, and we're teeing up for the full length now.
oh, you're going for the full one now. Excellent. I was about
Yeah.
to ask what your next move was, because it's like where you sort of, because I know a lot of bands are going down that singles EP route to kind of just keep content out, and not really looking at albums, which is a shame. I love an album. but you know, obviously you guys, what are your plans with the, like the music you're writing? Because obviously you said before you came on today that you were recording new material. What's the sort of plan with that? Have you got a scheduled sort of date for it or anything?
No, that's what we kind of stay independent for that reason. It's been 3 years since we put out a full length. We'll be tapping on 4 years here shortly. So, for us, it's just time. It's time
Okay.
for us. We normally put year after year, there was constantly music coming out.
Yeah.
And I feel like with the EPs, we got a chance to fool around with some styles and play with some themes and entertain our fans outside of the normal non-point brand. And I think now it's time to kind of pull it in and put a body of work together that people ask for
Yeah,
from
nice.
our group. We're creators and we're constantly creating, so we're sitting on a ton of music. It's just about which ones kind of work together and kind of fit together, and we want to finally put together into a body of work.
Yeah, so you got the, was it 361 Recordings, isn't it? Your label. Obviously, it's your label. You own it, you're the runner of it, the band, you know, you release on it and everything. And how do you find that juggling kind of everything in that respect, because you've kind of got like,
It's
you know,
yeah, it's a workload. It's definitely a workload. You got the creative side and the administrative side, and juggling it both is about putting people that you trust and putting at least some sort of plan and even a small team behind things that need to be recirculated back into the brand and checked on and nurtured, like our socials or like our merch store and things like that. So, we definitely try to get some sort of administrative plan and team behind those certain things, so that way that they're kind of running on autopilot. So that way, when we want to do grand things within the label plan, it's easy for us to do and take on, those projects within the label.
No, that's really cool. I mean, I applaud the sort of DIY-ness of it all, and like, you know, you don't have that outside influence, you don't have that pressure from you know, the money holders, if you will.
Yeah, there's definitely no outside influence, but I wouldn't call it just DIY, because again, I have to give credit where credit's due. We
Oh
have
no, totally.
people that we've brought on that we work together. We see the value in the Nonpoint brand, and where we see that we can grow and we want to scale, we lean on professionals and get advice and get plans and get things calendared, so that way we have a finish line that we try to aim at. And I think that being smart with your team, being smart with your plan is paramount to surviving, especially today.
Especially today. I mean, you're very active on the social media. I mean, I follow most of your accounts, and there's always content, which is fantastic. A lot of bands, that's very difficult to do. They're not always as present or as creative on that, in that respect. And you guys, you know, you're constantly bringing out things and doing stuff. And obviously, if you've got a team behind you that you're working with and getting advice from, it's definitely showing, because there's a lot of bands that are from, say, you know, back 20, 25 years that still don't quite grasp the social
It's
media.
not You know, it's something that I think people have to be honest with who they are and who, what they're willing to do. You can't force someone to want to be social with their private life, nor can you force someone to do something outside of what they feel like is natural for them when their goal is to stay natural. I don't take myself too seriously, I guess,
Good.
and neither do a majority of my guys. So it's easy for us to come up with a funny, kitschy idea and throw it together easily and not overthink it and try to, make it too much of a grand production if we can help it, because we notice when we keep things kind of easygoing and vibey and in the moment, we can normally churn them out, capture them, and they keep people like our fans entertained. But would in a perfect world, I would love to just be a songwriter and just be a musician and just be a performer on stage. But the business of music is something that you if you really want to concentrate and grow, you gotta get your head in the business in one way or another.
No, this is true. This is true.
Or have people that you trust with their head in the business for
Yes. Yeah, that's also true because you can get yourself into a lot of hassle if you don't have the right people around you. Not just saying the wrong thing, but also, in as much as like just putting too much stuff up or stuff that's not natural, like you were saying. And that's very important because people want to be able to, relate at a certain level with their sort of like within the fandom and everything like that, with the people that they follow. I know I certainly do, and you can kind of get vibes from people whether they're being real or whether they're just doing something for, product placement or anything like that, or they're just feel it. You can tell when they're forced to do something as well, as strange as that is, because you can see them and you can kind of read them that way. And you can tell when, powers that be have said you need to do this and they're doing it, but it's just incredibly stale and incredibly like forced, I think the word is. But yeah, no, it's good to see bands like yourself on the, being active on the social media, because like I said, it's something that it's, it's important, and it's something that I follow. I do a bit of social media management myself, so it's sort of trying to, see what other people are doing as well. So, and you guys keep me entertained, which is good.
Part of the game.
When it comes to, obviously, you've got the Million Watts 2004, 2024 leg coming up in the state, with Headpe and Dropout Kings, and obviously with that, you're headlining that one, taking them across various parts of the state. So I've got the dates in front of me here. That's what I'm looking at. I'm just seeing if you go anywhere near where I used to live. Oh, Destin. I used to live near there. So yeah, that's a Club LA. I remember that one. I was in Tampa. But yeah, no, it's it. I mean, coming over to the UK, that's kind of, my main thing with this is because you are coming over, and it's been a while since you've graced these shores with your presence. So what could we expect? I know, it's a big bill. And you've all got to sort of share your time, but
Well,
what?
time's going to be, I'm assuming time's going to be limited, obviously, because we're second of four. So I would expect, short and sweet, definitely. But I would expect all the ones that people have been waiting since the last time that they hadn't seen us, which is years. We haven't been over there since we were over there with Fozzy. So I would say, you're definitely going to hear our most popular music. So if you've been waiting to hear songs like, Bullet with a Name and In the Air Tonight, hear Million Watts and all of those songs, Breaking Skin, I would probably say Chaos and Earthquakes. We're gonna be a high energy show,
Good.
without a doubt.
I mean, I can't wait, to be honest with you. I'm really excited. I'm going to be at one of those dates, because you're playing. You just announced, well, actually, you just announced two extra dates. Was that today or yesterday?
Today.
Today. And and that, and it's I mean, a lot of people that I know are incredibly excited about this show, and I'm getting them to get tickets. I'm probably going to be in London at the Electric Ballroom for that show. Maybe Southampton, because I'm kind of in the middle of those two cities. So
Well, if you can come to both, come to both.
no, I mean
We'd love to have you guys at all of them, as many as you guys want to come to.
yeah,
We'll
no, I've got, like I said, the Nu Metal Army behind me, which is a lot of people, if you will, the UK leg of that. And it's I Soil, I know Ryan, and because he now lives in England, he's now a UK citizen officially. he's juggling two bands, which is amazing, like two. Obviously, Drowning Pool and Soil. I DJed his wedding renewal, vow renewal last year here in England. And obviously, you know, Head PE, I have played shows with them before, and I've had Jared on the show as well. Obviously, you guys, I'm absolutely, because I don't think I've seen you guys since, I can't remember. It must have been, I think it was a festival date. I was trying to remember, but I can't remember exactly what it was. It was a,
Probably like 2013 or 2014, probably.
probably it,
When we did a download and I think we did download and we did Donington. There was a couple of the UK.
and obviously Union Underground. I don't think I've actually seen Union Underground live, so I'm very much looking forward to that as well. So obviously, you know, short and sweet when you come to your set, but what are you most looking forward to when you come over here? What's your, are you sort of, you know, obviously you get to tour the world.
Yeah, I like the cities. You know, I like to get off the bus and walk around and just be an average. You know, walking around, put my hood up and just walk around the city and try to find something new and different to experience, whether it's food or just something visual that I can just give a little gratitude to the fact that the universe has me in that city that day.
I asked that. Yeah. So, is there any cities that you've not been to in England that you're looking forward to hitting this time around, or have you hit every?
On this list, I've hit everybody on this list, for the most part, in one way or another, within at least an hour proximity. So, we've done the UK quite a bit. I've got an opportunity to visit lots of places. There was a museum in London that I went to. I went to I visited Newcastle and the actual Newcastle Castle. That was pretty cool. Seeing where all the knights would step in the same spot, turning a corner, and seeing how that stone stair was kind of worn down in that one spot a little bit longer, a little bit more than the other spots. The coffee culture in the UK and in Europe is primo. So I definitely enjoy a good cup of coffee and surprisingly, everybody talks about the food in the States, but I really like the food in other countries. Probably more than people like the food in the States.
I mean, I do miss the food in the States, not gonna lie, but we've got a lot of the sort of, well, we're getting a lot of the sort of fast food restaurants here now. You know, the
Stay
way
away from
and they're sort of making their way here, but I'm married into an American family, so we sort of have, we have our sort of, you know, Thanksgivings and things like that,
There
and
you go.
all that. So we get our sort of American culture here, obviously slightly different, but you know, we plan to go back and stuff and back and forth whenever we can. So you know, I get a nice little balance on that front, and I
Good,
think a little bit too much at the moment, as you can see.
good.
but you know, that is what it is. But yeah, no, I mean, like I said, I'm looking forward to this tour. Are you planning on playing any of your covers at all? Because there's a couple. I mean, I really enjoyed your When Doves Cry off the EP. And obviously.
Yeah, I were we have a lot of original music, so I'm not sure. We might squeeze In the Air Tonight in there, because we didn't play it on our last run and people crucified us for it. So and that one might be in the set, but we can't really fill our set with covers
No,
because
that's
people
true.
will be looking for Bullet and What a Day and
I'm looking.
Alive and Kicking and all that stuff. And we're only probably going to have 5 or 6 songs that we're going to be able to squeeze into the 30 minutes or the 25 minutes. So.
Yeah, no, I mean, there's a whole bunch of tracks I'd like to hear, but obviously, you do have that limited time, so.
Yeah, put in the comments what you guys like if you're watching, so that way I can get an idea of what the UK wants to see.
Yeah, that would be great, actually. Like I say, there's a few tracks I'd like to hear. Obviously, some of the old ones, like What a Day, and oh God, escape my head now. But I mean, newer ones. I mean, Back in the Game, if you're playing that, obviously, Watts. I think you're going to be playing that because that's obviously the name of your tour and everything. So I hope you hear that. And it's just it's going to be fun. I mean, I hope to get to as many of the shows as possible, to be honest with you. And I'm just excited to see you guys here because I missed you when I was in the States, and it's been a long time since I've seen you guys live. And like I said, I've been a follower and a fan of your music for many years since Statement, because I had that when that came out. So, but yeah, Elias, I've got one more question for you, if that's all right, and I can let you come back to your recording and everything. But I think last time I asked you about three albums that sort of were most pivotal for you. So I've kind of got a new last question for you on this one. Repeat that. But it's just a simple question, but it might not be someone to answer. But what is, if you can name one track that changed your life, one musical track, what comes to
I
mind?
would probably, surprisingly, it's probably Stairway to Heaven.
Yep. Bit of Zeppelin.
Well, because it was a song that when I came across it in my youth, and I was at the time a pop kid and a hip hop kid, that even though I was hearing classic rock throughout my house from my parents, that was the one that was something bigger than just a song. And something that I realized that I had a wider taste than what was just popular.
I mean, it's a hell of a song, and you're right. It is more than just a song. I kind of take it a little bit for granted because, from the land of Led Zeppelin, if you will, and I hear it a lot, on the classic rock stations, and it's like it's that and Queen, constant, pretty much on those.
Yeah, absolutely.
But we got many other rock bands, but Led Zeppelin, a lot of their songs are more than just that. It was just a totally different way of thinking when they were writing those songs, different ways of, and just evolving music, much like, if you were, like you said, you're a hip hop kid, rap kid, excuse me. And and obviously you take that into your music, but obviously you can kind of see beyond that and try and create this art that they were doing. They were doing, art for music, and it wasn't
Yeah,
just like,
I pray for the new generation of music to start stepping outside of the 2.5, 3.5 minute song realm. It would be nice to get somebody out there pushing the envelope.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Not just sort of cloning Led Zeppelin either, but sort of really, because we've got so much now that we can use to create music. I mean, in front of me here, I've got, a MIDI keyboard, I've got my turntables behind me, I've got mixing desk all around me. You can see all this, I've got wires everywhere, and you can't really see it from these cameras. I've got a bass guitar just there. It's all these things I just like to plug in, mess around with, create sounds, and see what we can do. Because I can play a song, no problem. I can scratch along to whatever, on there. I can play on that keyboard there. I can play some, but actually, like, just taking the sounds and messing with them, and then sort of looking beyond the song. I can do a verse, chorus, verse, chorus, verse, chorus, 3 minutes. It may not be pretty, but it's gonna be. But yeah, no, I mean, if you can look through the music, if you will, like the likes of Zeppelin did, and a lot of the progressive bands from that era as well, like bands like Rush and trying to think of others, Yes, and all these sort of, like, they just made they didn't do you
People pushing the envelope, yeah, without a doubt.
exactly. But yes, cool, Elias. Thank you very much for your time. I really do appreciate it. I look forward to seeing you guys in November.
Thank you, man.
And I will be there at one of those shows or even two of those shows.
Yeah, we'll definitely catch a flick. I mean, catch a picture
Yeah,
when we
definitely, definitely.
meet up.
I
No
will
doubt.
do that. Yes, honest. Yes, I'd love to do that. But yes, Elias, thank you very much. Have a good rest of your day.
Appreciate you, Brian.
Good luck with the tour coming up in it starts next week, doesn't it? Is it next week or
Yes,
next?
sir. No, April 11th.
Yeah, April 11th. Sorry, I didn't. Yeah, I keep forgetting we're in March. I thought it like 3 days' time. But yeah, next month. Good. Enjoy that. Enjoy the festivals over the summer, and we'll see you in
Indeed.
November, where it's probably going to be rainy here. But you know, bring a smile to everyone.
Save me a pint.
I will. I will. No worries, man. Okay.
Later, brother.
Have a good one. Bye bye.
Take it easy.